I want you to think that you're running in a desert and there's a lion right behind you. You run for your life and finally you see a whale. You go down on the rope, you go down the whale, and by the time you get down, you see there's a snake waiting for you in the bottom of the well. As you panic in trying to run away from the lion and trying to get away from the snake in the bottom of the well, and the lion is waiting for you up on the well, two mice come and they actually bite, one from the bottom, one from the top of the rope. A black and a white mouse. And in the middle of the panic, as the rope threads are fading away, you see in the middle of that a bowl of honey, and you get distracted. You start taking from the honey, and you forget that there's a lion waiting for you on the top of that well, and you also forget there's a snake waiting for you in the pit of that well. And you also forget there are two mouths, one is black and one is white, that is actually, one is biting from the top of that rope and one is biting from the bottom of the rope. And you're still getting distracted by taking from that honey. You know what the rope is? It's your life. And the black and the white mice are the night and the day. That lion that is running after you is the angel of death. And that a snake that is waiting for you is the grave. But we still get distracted by that honey, which is the fitan, the tests in this life, and the allurement, the whims and desires. So when are we going to actually wake up and be strong enough to fight our own whims and desires and recognize that every day and every night we wake up and go to sleep is one day closer to the grave. To the grave, which means actually, the simple fact is, it's not counting up, it's counting down. And think about it. Who amongst us is ready to go to sleep tonight, not being able to raise their head again from that pillow? And who amongst us is guaranteed to walk out these doors, as I always say? We see this all the time. May Allah have mercy upon them. Young and old. That means there's no one guaranteed to reach that average 60 to 70 years of the ummah. As we mentioned before, the hadith says that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the angels, if we reach or come close to 60 years old, it says, أَعِدُّوا لَهُ الْمَوْتِ, prepare death for them. And as if the angel of death waiting for you outside on that day, and you hear people crying, and as if you can hear the angel of death will say, أَتَبْكُونَ مِنِّي فَأَنَا مَأْمُورٌ, are you crying because of me? I'm only commanded to do so. أَمْ تَبْكُونَ عَلَيْهِ فَهُوَ مَقْهُورٌ, or are you crying over your deceased? He has no choice. وَوَاللَّهِ مَا نَقَصْتُ مِنْ عُمْرِهِ لَحْظَةً, by Allah, his lifespan was not decreased by not even a fraction of a second. وَمَا نَقَصْتُ مِنْ رِزْقِهِ دَرْهَمٌ, and by Allah, that his provision was not decreased by need one single penny, a cent. وَوَاللَّهِ إِنَّ لِي عَوْدَ كَرَّ تِلْكَ الْكَرَّ حَتَّى لَا أُبْقِي مِنْكُمْ أَحَدًا, by Allah, I'll be coming back over and over and over again till none of you will be alive on the face of the earth. As if you can hear the angel of death, you will cry over yourself and you will forget over your deceased. So who amongst us has a lesson learned that every time we stand up? And we have to do this. Every time we wash a sister, we have to think that tomorrow they're washing me. Today we pray the janazah, tomorrow they're praying my janazah. Today that we're carrying a sister on the shoulder, tomorrow they're carrying me on the shoulder. Today we're driving behind somebody's funeral, tomorrow they're gonna drive behind my funeral. Today we're gonna bury two sisters, tomorrow I am being buried. So when are we gonna wake up? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ, indeed in the creations and the heavens and the earth and the turnover the night and day are signs, are a miracle. Those who ponder and reflect about the deep meaning of the night and day. It's exactly that. That means every night and every day, your day is losing one day and you're coming closer to the grave.
And since we make up our bed to make sure that we have a comfortable night's sleep, have you prepared your grave? And since we control the temperature of our bedroom, how could you not control the temperature of your grave? So my brothers and sisters, believe me, you will miss your mother. You will miss her so much. You will remember the day, the first sound that you ever heard was her heartbeat. And the first thing you've ever seen with her beautiful smile. And the first thing you ever touched with her caring hand. And the first thing you ran to was her open arms. She's given you birth by seeing death. She's gone hungry to feed you, and she's gone thirsty to quench your thirst. She devoted her life to devote you, her to make you who you are today. And that's why the righteous man, when he was asked, who is your most beloved woman on the face of the earth? He says, the one that waited for me for 9 months. And when she met me with open arms. And she devoted her life to raise me and make me who I am today. However, having said that, there is also a young daughter, a young sister, that we had so many dreams for. Remember the mother and the father when they heard the good news. When the mother went to her father and says, honey, I have some good news. The doctor told me I'm pregnant. I remember that day, wallahi. When you prostrate to thank Allah for the gift He's given you and you put your hand on her, your wife's belly, and you feel a kick and you start listening, you start talking. You start building dreams. You start hoping. I want to see her graduate. I want to walk her down the aisle. I have dreams. I want to carry my grandchildren and. And all of a sudden, a fraction of a second, all these dreams are abolished. They're gone. Just like that. For a decision we make. An irresponsible decision we make. But however, when we think about it, what consoles us a bit, it doesn't make it any easier, but it gives us a firm belief of who we are. We have to think that four things are written in the womb. Your lifespan, your sustenance, your actions and deeds, happy or sad. So if we already know 120 days in the womb of the mother that your lifespan is written, will give you a bit of strength to be able to handle the calamity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, musibatul maut. Musibatul maut, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told, death is actually a calamity. But the word linguistically, musiba, means it's aiming for you as a target. That means death is aiming for you as a target. Also musiba. You understand? So if that's the case, we will not say, only if she didn't take this car. Only if that brother did not speed. Only if, that is a warning from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Iyyakum walaw. Woe to you from say, only if, I wish I could have saved her. Wallahi, don't do that. It's an act of shaitan, Satan. But قُولُوا قَدَّرَ اللَّهُ وَمَا شَاءَ فَعَلْ. But say, Allah decreed a matter, and whatever happens, Allah's decree is above all. The time is up, period. The how is different, but the time is up, period. I know it's easier said than done, wallahi. I lost two of my children. Sheikh Abdullah lost four or more. We talk about this all the time. But maybe she will intercede for you on Judgment Day. But only if you're patient as a parent. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, if that's the case, what happened? What did they say, O Jibreel? Says, Hamadaka wastarja. They say, Alhamdulillah, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Praise you unto Allah and unto Him. We come from Him and unto Him we're going to return. Then build for them a palace in Jannah, in paradise, and call it the praiseworthiness. So if you are the parent of that child, or you are the children of that mother, may Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi'ala place His magnificent hand in the way befitting His majesty on your heart, to have patience and accept the decree of Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi'ala and never rebel. I accept you, Allah. Radin ya Rabb. Whatever you decree, I accept. I have no choice of my own. Your choice is always the best choice. And we have to believe in that. Because this could have been the best thing ever happened to her. You don't understand that yet. But you're supposed to read Surah Al-Kahf, and which will explain to you that every Friday, by the way. That Al-Khidr, alayhi salam, when he was walking with Musa, alayhi salam, Moses, may peace be upon him, and he killed a child. Did not understand. But it turned out to be the best thing. So we don't know what is hidden, and we don't know what's in the future. We accept the present, forget the past,
and look forward to a better future, believing in Allah subhanahu wa jalla bi ala. Having said that, akhi and ukhti, if we think that we love our daughter or of our mother, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has much more mercy upon them more than us. As a matter of fact, the narration says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts 99% of His mercy on Judgment Day. Only 1% of His mercy is descended to this earth so we can live amongst one another. Even animals, we can be able to live among one another. And on Judgment Day, that 1% that descended on this earth will be rising up again. On Judgment Day, it will be 100% mercy. So we never despair of Allah's mercy. Even Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam cried over his son. So we're not telling you not to cry, not to be saddened. It's normal, we're human beings. But what is not permissible is what to say. Not to say something that is in disagreement of the decree of Allah. إِنَّ الْعَيْنَ لَتَدْمَعْ وَالْقَلْبَ لَيَحْزَنْ وَلَكِنَّا نَقُولْ إِلَّا مَا يُغْضِي رَبَّنَا. Indeed, the eyes have flooded with tears. We shed a tear. The heart is saddened. But we will not say anything that will displease our Lord. With that, I'm going to ask the closest person to Sister Vivian to come forward, please. And the closest person to Sister Rubab to come forward, please. Also,